'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Well, here we are. The woman and the kids and the dogs and me surviving. Woman, that was not women. Surviving here in North Dakota, and thank you for joining us in this live program, in which your phone calls are an integral part. So if you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And as we do every day in this action-filled campaign to save our nation, save our race, save our people, Donald Trump has brought us two more great events today. He appeared in Erie, Pennsylvania, and he appeared in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Two great speeches, two great audiences. So I'll bring you a little of each of those events. Also a great, we mentioned favorably, Sean Hannity is an exception in the mass media who is doing good reporting about the Trump phenomenon. We'll bring you the latest in that. Sean Hannity did a great job. We might even start out with that. Sean Hannity really plastered the neocons who are trying to sabotage Donald Trump. Another hero in the cause, Pat Buchanan. His latest column entitled, Yes, the System is Rigged. And I'll read some or all of that column. I like the fact that Pat Buchanan writes short columns. Makes it really convenient for the radio. So we'll start out with that. George will be with us in the co-pilot seat. George, are you there?
George is here. It's hot. Happy Friday night.
Well, you know, happy Friday night to you. And Donald Trump talked about that. He said when he was in Altoona, he said, man, he said it's 95 degrees outside and there are thousands of people out there standing, thousands of people in here standing, but it's 95 degrees outside. And just happy, happy crowds of people who've been waiting interminable lengths of time. That security we talked about yesterday, very much still in evidence, security people everywhere, security people in front of Donald Trump, to the sides, to the back, circulating through the crowd. So whatever's going on there, I like the analysis from our caller yesterday who said he was formerly in law enforcement, and he said when you see heightened security like that, it's not an accident and it's not a random event. It means there's a credible threat, which was the only reason that such super security would be put in place. Let's start out with Sean Hannity here. I like what he said yesterday, and here he is.
If they continue to do what they're doing and Hillary Clinton wins, will they be responsible for supporting Hillary Clinton's radical left-wing agenda? Now, these are the people I'm talking about. Time to name names. Bill Kristol, former Governor Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, Ben Sasse, Lindsey Graham, Meg Whitman, and many, many others. Refusing to support Trump, it seems they're effectively supporting a woman who has proven time and time again that she is a liar and a corrupt politician.
So there is Hannity making the case, calling out specific Republicans. Former New York mayor, Trump supporter, and Republican Rudy Giuliani with me. Good morning to you. Laura Ingraham went so far to say that it would be immoral if you're a Republican and will not vote for Trump.
Well, immoral, I accept that. I think it's treacherous. I mean, and also, I get beyond Republican. I get to American. I'm supporting Donald Trump because of my love of America. And I believe he'd be a very good president. He has the potential to be a great president, but you might believe that or not. But what I do know is that Hillary Clinton is probably the most corrupt person to run for president of the United States since I don't know when. And my job, really, was being a prosecutor and investigator. Hillary Clinton is guilty of so many crimes that it would take two trials to deal with it. One would have to be the racketeering case against the Clinton enterprise, which is what it was. It was a fake charity in which you paid millions and millions of dollars to get access to the State Department. That's called conflict of interest. That's called bribery.
And that's something that Pence and Trump both hit on yesterday. Come back to the point.
And the second indictment would be for being grossly negligent in the handling of national security information on a scale unknown in American history.
Come back to the argument of Republicans. They'd say he's not a conservative. They'd say he doesn't have conservative beliefs.
Well, I don't know. Listen,
I can't vote for him.
First of all, Ronald Reagan, who I work for, they would say wasn't a conservative. Right? Ronald Reagan was my boss. Ronald Reagan is my political hero. I've been on the Reagan library board for 15 years. And Ronald Reagan used to say, my 80% friend is not my 20% enemy.
Isn't that nice? My 80% friend is not my 20% enemy. I had never heard that before. Rudy Giuliani put that on. This is another media talking head guy here. I don't know these guys' names. People who watch more TV than I do will know who this is. You might have recognized his voice. But he was, you know, attempting to slam Donald Trump, as Sean Hannity is not doing. He was playing a clip of Hannity. But that was wonderful. Hannity was naming names and getting down to the nuts and bolts of shaming the Mitt Romneys, the Bill Kristols. Well, we don't want, who wants Bill Kristol's endorsement? But shaming the neocons, Meg Whitman, shaming her. I think she's the current head at Hewlett-Packard, in the tradition of Carly Fiorina. What the heck's wrong with HP? But the that was very yesterday. And let's go to today. I'm going to check for phone calls here. I've got my engineer's board up, so if you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. Now let's go to Donald Trump in Erie or Altoona. Let's pick one of those. And here he is. And he's got there's a great spot here. Let me find it for you. Where Donald Trump's talking about the media. And I think I've got this pretty well placed right here. Here he comes. Donald Trump today at his second event in Altoona.
Think that will go down in her career as her single greatest achievement, as she got out of that mess. But she's not out of it yet. Let's see what happens. It's disgraceful. Honestly, it's disgraceful. And you know who's more disgraceful, in my opinion? The media. Because they don't put her to the task. They don't do anything. They follow me, and I'm on all the time. I do get much better ratings than her, in all fairness. But the media concept is that don't put her on, because if you don't watch her, she'll be okay. Right?
We'll talk about that.
Right? And then she goes out, and she talks that she short-circuited. Short-circuited the mind, short-circuited She was asked a question on Fox by Chris Wallace, and the answer was so bad. I was watching, which is hard to watch because it's pretty boring, to be honest. But she said she short-circuited, and I said to myself, man, that's a bad one. Oh, she's going to have problems. Where do you see tomorrow? Nothing.
Nothing.
Where do you see the next day? Nothing. And I said to a friend of mine, can you imagine if I said that about myself? I would be all over every paper anywhere in the world, right? It's like I told you about, you know, sarcastically. I mean, you had to see these news organizations yesterday when I said,
turn it down.
Obama.
Turn it down a little bit. The comment I want to make there, George, is what Trump said, wow, wait till this breaks in the news tomorrow. And then he says nothing, nothing. This is the Clinton story, folks. The reason that it's amazing. I agree with Donald Trump. It's incredible that she's even allowed to run for the presidency. And Giuliani mentioned it. She's the most criminal candidate ever in American political history, along with her husband. The Clintons are a crime syndicate. They're a crime wave. But the media has never covered it. It's been nothing, nothing, nothing. They turned a blind eye to all of her crimes, to all of Bill's crimes. And it's continuing now in this election. Donald Trump is in a few minutes here. He's at another point in this Altoona event. He says, what's going on, what the media is doing to me, has been called by a journalist who's been in the business for 45 years. He said, the single greatest pile-on against a candidate that he's ever seen. And then, George, let me tell you something else that I did that kind of is contributing to my thoughts on this matter. I went back and looked, you know, I went into YouTube and looked at all those. There were some great videos that have been made over the years about the Clinton crimes, about Whitewater, about Vince Foster, on and on. It's a catalog, as long as your arm, of criminal undertakings by the Clintons. And I, you know, the memory fades with time, and it's not as clear or as sharp. So I went back and looked at these things. George, I was astounded at the dead people, the crimes, the every kind of crime. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, I agree with Rudy Giuliani, the most criminal people who've ever run for office in American history.
They make the mafia blush.
Yeah, folks, you know, and, you know, what can you do? It was Ann Coulter who wrote yesterday. She said, what can you do? What's an effective strategy to use against a media pile-on such as this that Donald Trump is undergoing? She said, there is no effective strategy. What's the effective strategy against a 40-foot tsunami if you have a beachfront cottage? You know, there is no effective strategy.
I'm looking at the strategy here, James. So I have a picture. It's a picture of the Trump rally in Erie, Pennsylvania. Erie, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Every media, mainstream media will tell you that Erie, Pennsylvania is going to vote for Hillary Clinton 25-1.
That's right. It's Democrat.
Well, I don't see any Hillary people, and this place is packed. It's got at least 11,000 people in there. Right. And, you know, today's not the 1st of February. It's August 12th.
Right, in the middle of the day.
Everywhere he goes, he gets 10,000. If that hall would hold 50,000, it'd be 50,000 in it. And, you know, they're dreaming about these polls, sports fans.
Yes, I agree. I agree. And, folks, enough people, like, thank goodness for a few people like Sean Hannity, and for alternative media like ours, if we can get the word out to the American public, remind them of the Clinton crimes. I mean, I found myself needing to be reminded. I just sat in front of YouTube and just let those YouTubes. A number of great documentaries were made about Vince Foster, for example, and about Whitewater and so on. Just criminality. It's embarrassing that these two people. They're as embarrassing as the candidacy of the Kenyan Barack Obama. So if the American public can be sufficiently reminded of who these people are, and then, I liked what Who was this guy who was a high Clinton advisor who then turned against them when he'd had enough? And he's the guy who does commentary in National Enquirer. Sorry, his name, Morris, Dick Morris. Dick Morris said, I watched a video where he said that here's the story on, well, I can't remember the punchline, but he said Hillary Clinton is so up to her eyeballs in criminality that you don't need to, if you forget the criminality that she was engaged in yesterday, don't worry about it. She'll have more criminality for you today and tomorrow. She'll keep you busy. that is the story. Let's go to Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, James. Hi, George.
Hi, Bill.
You got air conditioning?
It's blasting away, mate. Still 93 degrees here.
I'm sorry. I feel for you. Hey, James, when you were turning down Trump's speech there in Pennsylvania,
yeah,
he was about to say sarcasm concerning what he said yesterday about Obama.
Yeah, as the founder of ISIS.
Now, what
yes.
he said yesterday was the truth. Obama is the founder of ISIS. They have funded them. They have deliberately planned to unleash ISIS in order to use it for a multiplicity of reasons, primarily, you know, to dump Assad, to terrorize the world, you know, all of that type of thing. It's like a CIA-created boogeyman, okay? Now, today, Trump says, I was speaking sarcastically. Don't back off. You were speaking the truth. Back it up with further information. General Flynn had made the statement that the Obama administration knowingly made a policy decision to support these individuals, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, whatever. So
yes.
Don't back off.
He wasn't backing off, Bill. The exact quote. Here's what he is about to say. He said the media, you know, I used the phrase Obama's the founder of ISIS. And then he said in the next clause, in the same sentence, I said they're going to, he's their MVP. He's their MVP. And that was his actual, you know, easily established meaning, okay, which is that ISIS loves Barack Obama. In other words, he would be their MVP. He is their most valuable player. He's done the most for them. So he wasn't backing off, calling Obama ISIS's MVP. That's not backing off. That's hang on.
He said what I said was, you know, that this was sarcasm. Not sarcasm. It was the truth.
Okay. But hang on, Bill. I understand. But listen to the rest of the sentence that he said. He was making the point that...
Play it, James. You've got it there.
Okay, here we go. Let's play it.
Right? Did you see that? That Obama is the founder of ISIS. He's the MVP. They're going to be giving him the MVP award. And she's right there next to him. And you had to see, and they left the MVP stuff out because then you'd know. But you had to hear, did he mean it? What does it mean? We have 9 panelists tonight. We have one panelist representing Donald Trump. We have 8 panelists plus the moderator and plus another few moderators. Come on, folks, get in here.
We got a break coming up. We'll come right back.
It is so ridiculous what's going on. The pylon, a man that's been doing...
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
We're back, folks, and good suggestion, Bill, there in Wisconsin. We were playing Donald Trump to you, and here's what I want to point out about what you just heard, Bill, and to the, all the audience, and this is the salient fact about Donald Trump. No question about it. It's just clear as a bell. Think back to all the Republican candidates that we've had. Help me out, folks. I'm going to miss somebody here. But these Republican candidates we've had for president, this was going to be our leader. This was going to be the person who would save or rescue or preserve our freedom and our people. All right? So I'll just name some off here. Tell me who I missed, George. I'll go back in my own life. I was born in 1948. So Thomas Dewey. In 1948, okay, the year I was born, and I'm going to say about each of these guys, nothing. These guys were not defending us, and they weren't doing what Trump does every day. Every day, Trump goes out there and takes up a Babe Ruth, Louisville Slugger bat to our enemies. In dozens of things he says every single day. Okay, Thomas Dewey in 1948, in 52, Dwight Eisenhower, nothing. In 56, Eisenhower, nothing. In 60, Richard Nixon, nothing. Nothing there for us. In 64, Barry Goldwater. Help me, George, because I'm going to forget some names here. 64, Barry Goldwater, nothing there. He said a couple good things, Conscience of a Conservative, a couple good things. But go back and read Conscience of a Conservative. It's just nothing compared to what Trump is doing. Who was our candidate in 68? Richard Nixon. Nothing. In 72, who do we get in 72, George?
That was Tricky Dick's biggest landslide of all.
Yeah, Tricky Dick in 72. Nothing. Okay.
And you left out Adlai Stevenson.
Well, but I'm just going with the Republicans.
Okay.
I'm going with the Republicans. Because, folks, I want to make the point that what you have in Donald Trump, who is going to be your candidate, he is not going to be. We've already achieved this. He is the candidate. And it looks like he's going to win. I go back, how far back do you go, folks? I'm going all the way back to 1948. A few of you might go a little earlier to Roosevelt, and Wendell Willkie, but only a few of you. Okay, I go back as far as Thomas Dewey.
Al Smith.
Yeah, okay. Now, where were we? We were at 672 with Nixon.
Well, we stopped at 72, and we'll take a break with Nixon because we'll say, Richard Nixon had potential, but he had so much blackmailable material, and, they put Kissinger to control his every move, and that's precisely what happened.
Right. He was like a bug on a pin, and you just got a few little hints that was some good thoughts in Richard Nixon's head. For instance, the leaked, because of the Watergate tapes, or not the Watergate tapes, because of the tapes of the White House, we learned some interesting comments that Richard Nixon made to Billy Graham at a lunch there in the Oval Office in the White House about Jewish control of the media. That was pretty amazing, but that would never have been heard by any of us. That was said only in private to Billy Graham. Okay, 76, we get Jimmy Carter. Who did Jimmy Carter beat?
He beat the guy who fell over on the golf course and was a 33rd degree Freemason, Jerry Ford.
Gerald Ford, yeah. So Jimmy Carter beats Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford, nothing, okay? Should have worn a helmet more when he was playing football at Michigan. Then in 80, we get Ronald Reagan. Now, did Ronald Reagan deliver the goods? No, he did not. I don't want to say too many bad things about Ronald Reagan because he did a few good things, but nothing like Donald Trump. In 84, Ronald Reagan again. And then help me out here. In 88, we get...
88 was the miasma of all kinds of weirdos. You had Jack Kemp and Danny Quayle, Pete DuPont.
Where does Bob Dole come in? When was what election was Bob Dole?
He was in 76 and 96.
So 88 is Gerald Ford.
Yes.
Gerald Ford.
No, not 88. Gerald Ford lost the election of 1976, giving us the wonderful Naval Academy graduate, James Earl Carter.
Okay. But then, folks, now we get George
Quayle, Pete
George
DuPont.
Bush. Where does Bob Dole come in? When was what election was Bob Dole?
76 and 96.
So 88 is Gerald Ford.
Yes.
Gerald Ford.
No, not 88. Gerald Ford lost the election in 1976.
Now, we've got a break coming up here, folks. So let's fade out to the break, and then we'll come right back to this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. Cut right in on Sting there. And here's the point I was trying to make with the president. I'm looking at the list of presidential candidates right now. And you got to go back to, you know, to round out the list here of Republicans that we've been offered in our lifetimes. If you're like me and you go back to Thomas Dewey, we left off with Ronald Reagan. Then we were offered George Herbert Walker Bush. Nothing there. Then we were offered Bob Dole. Nothing there. Although I was impressed that Bob Dole was there at the Republican convention, in effect supporting Donald Trump. I liked that. A very feeble Bob Dole, obviously, you know, on his last legs. Then we got George W. Bush. Less than nothing there. A minus. And then John McCain and Mitt Romney. So, folks, in order to get a president who ever uttered any really patriotic thoughts, you've got to go back to Calvin Coolidge. Herbert Hoover did a few good things. He was a friend of Thomas Edison and a friend of Ford. He said he did some good things. Calvin Coolidge was great, and Warren G. Harding was at core a white patriot. You got to go all the way back there to 1920 and Warren Harding, 1924 and Calvin Coolidge and 1928 Herbert Hoover, to get anything even like the sort of things that Donald Trump is saying today. And Donald Trump surpasses all three of those gentlemen. So I'm just saying this by way of backing up, seeing the forest rather than trees, worrying about every single comment that Donald Trump makes. Look at the unbelievable phenomenon that we have in front of us. None of us have ever seen this in our lifetimes. Now, let me go quickly to another thing I want to cover. And Bill, I hope I answered your question there. Here is Pat Buchanan today. Now, he's somebody who's definitely backing up and seeing the forest. And here's what he says. Yes, the system is rigged. I'm afraid the election is going to be rigged, Donald Trump told voters in Ohio and Sean Hannity on Fox News. And that hit a nerve. Dangerous, toxic, came the recoil from the media. Trump is threatening to delegitimize the election results of 2016. Well, writes Pat Buchanan, if that is what Trump is trying to do, he has no small point. For consider what 2016 promised and what it appears about to deliver. This longest of election cycles has rightly been called the year of the outsider. It was a year that saw a mighty surge of economic populism and patriotism, a year when a 74-year-old socialist senator set primaries ablaze with mammoth crowds that dwarfed those of Hillary Clinton. It was the year that a non-politician, Donald Trump, swept Republican primaries in an historic turnout with his nearest rival, an ostracized maverick in his own Republican caucus, Senator Ted Cruz. More than a dozen Republican rivals, described as the strongest 16, actually, GOP field since 1980, were sent packing. This was the year Americans rose up to pull down the establishment in a peaceful storming of the American Bastille. But if it ends with a Clintonite restoration and a ratification of the same old beltway policies, would that not suggest there is something fraudulent about American democracy, something rotten in the state? If 2016 taught us anything, it is that if the establishment's hegemony is imperiled, it will come together, listen to this, folks, in ferocious solidarity for the preservation of their perks, privileges, and power. All the elements of that establishment, corporate, cultural, political, media, are today issuing an ultimatum to middle America. Trump is unacceptable. Instructions are going out to Republican leaders that either they dump Trump or they will cease to be seen as morally fit partners in power. It testifies to the character of Republican elites that some are seeking ways to carry out these instructions, though this would mean invalidating and aborting the democratic process that produced Trump. But what is a repudiated establishment doing issuing orders to anyone? Why is it not middle America issuing the demands rather than the other way around? Specifically, the Republican electorate should tell its discredited and rejecting ruling class, if we cannot get rid of you at the ballot box, then tell us how, peacefully and democratically, we can be rid of you. You want Trump out? How do we get you out? The Czechs had their Prague Spring, the Tunisians and Egyptians their Arab Spring. When do we have our American Spring? The Brits had their Brexit and declared independence of an arrogant superstate in Brussels. How do we liberate ourselves from a beltway superstate that is more powerful and resistant to democratic change? Our CIA, NGOs, and National Endowment for Democracy all beaver away for a regime change in faraway lands whose rulers displease us. Well, displease them. How do we affect regime change here at home? Donald Trump's success, despite the near universal hostility of the media, even much of the conservative media, was due in large part to the public's response to the issues he raised. He called for sending illegal immigrants back home, for securing America's borders, for no amnesty. He called for an America First foreign policy to keep us out of wars that have done little but bleed and bankrupt us. He called for an economic policy where the Americanism of the people replaces the globalism of the transnational elites and their K Street lobbyists and congressional water carriers. He denounced NAFTA and the trade deals and trade deficits with China and called for rejection of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. By campaign's end, he had won the argument on trade, as Hillary Clinton was agreeing on TPP and confessing to second thoughts on NAFTA. But if TPP is revised at the insistence of the oligarchs of Wall Street, the Business Roundtable, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, backed by conscript editorial writers for newspapers that rely on ad dollars, what do elections really mean anymore? And if, as the polls show we might, we get Clinton and TPP and amnesty and endless migrations of third world peoples who consume more tax dollars than they generate and who will soon swamp the Republicans' coalition, what was 2016 all about? Would this really be what a majority of Americans voted for in this most exciting of presidential races? Quote, those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable, unquote, said, folks, you know who said that? John F. Kennedy. The 1960s and early 1970s were a time of social revolution in America, and President Nixon, by ending the draft and ending the Vietnam War, presided over what one columnist called the cooling of America. But if Hillary Clinton takes power and continues America on her present course, which a majority of Americans rejected in the primaries, there is going to be a bad moon rising. And the new protesters in the streets will not be overprivileged children from Ivy League campuses. End of column. Strong stuff, George.
Well, he's all over it. I've already seen fissures in my own family, in my own friends. This is a divisive Civil War event, even though it's just an election. But there's people I've been friends with for 35 years that won't talk to me anymore, that hate me. And that's the way it's got to be. Bring on the revolution. I mean, we may win, we may not, but there is no hiding from this. You're either a real American or you're a piece of poop.
Right. And we're not going to go quietly into that dark night, folks. Some good news. The latest polls. They talk about a bounce that both parties get after their conventions. Hillary Clinton got a bounce. Her polls went up for her in the 2 weeks following the Democratic convention. Well, it looks like it's coming back. In the LA Times poll, LA Times USC poll released today, they have Clinton 44, Trump 43. Clinton up by a single slim percentage point. Now, if that's good enough for me, if that poll were actually accurate, Trump would win. But knowing that the polls are lying polls, that's telling me, George, that it's coming back, and we're going to see next week and the week following, I think we're going to see some even better polls.
Well, we will. Hey, James, can I invoke 1972 again?
Sure.
Were you in the Sorbonne in 72?
No, I was back in the U.S.
Whatever. You know, I was old enough to remember the mainstream media, which wasn't that much different than it is now, only now it's more concentrated. You would think that God had opened the sky and delivered us the Messiah of all time, and his name was George McGovern. Would you not agree?
Yes, exactly.
George McGovern was the most magnificent SOB to ever set foot in a suit. He was going to be the magnificent new liberal leader of the entire world and fix everything and damn all you nasty white American and blah, blah, blah. Well, when he went to the polls, he won one state.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what that
was. It was very similar to this. I mean, you know, we had a miserable failing economy in 1972 and rampant. What's different from it now?
Was his one state, was it Massachusetts or South Dakota?
It was the People's Republic of Taxachusetts.
Okay.
He won one state, not two. One.
Yeah. He lost his own state.
But really, the parallels are pretty close. I mean, Hillary obviously is more of a messiah, and you know, the New World Order has a lot more power, I think, than maybe it did in 72. But nevertheless, you turned on CBS News back then, and you'd never even know there was a challenger. Jesus Christ had nothing on George McGovern. He was going to be the new Messiah. I was there.
Yeah, and now, folks, I like what Donald Trump said, piling on. I hope we can get to play a little bit more of him before we finish the show. But he was in Altoona and Erie today, and he had some great introductions. There was a congressman there in Erie. It was Mike Kelly, congressman. He was great. Introducing Donald Trump, and Reince Priebus. Priebus was actually introducing him, too, and he did a great job.
Now, where did Reince Priebus see the light? Is he drinking Kool-Aid? Is he on cocaine? I mean, he was Mr., you know, throw Trump into the North Atlantic, and now he seems to be pro-Trump. I don't know.
Now, Trump was even honest about that, and he brought Reince Priebus up on the stage, and he said, well, Reince wasn't there for me right off the bat. He said, and he said, that's okay. Took him a while to realize, you know, that, you know, I was the real deal. But he said, then Reince has been great. Reince, you know, did put the pieces together. And
in other words, Reince is the most unprincipled piece of poop we've had in the GOP since Abraham Lincoln.
Well, not as unprincipled as these guys that Sean Hannity is roasting who, you know, are still holding out, you know, like Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney.
But they're not unprincipled. They're really not.
Well,
they're
infecting.
They hate Trump.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. If one of those guys were the head of the GOP, they would not say, oh, I just changed my mind. I like you, Donald.
It helps Donald Trump get elected for the people, you know, the people in the audience to see Reince Priebus, the chairman of the Republican National Committee. It helps to see Reince up there.
I agree.
And his opening words.
I also agree with you that, you know, this long toilet list of rat Republican neocons coming out against Trump, that helps him.
Yeah. And Reince Priebus, in fact, his opening words today were he came out to the, you know, cheers of the crowd and so on, where they were cheering Trump, not Reince Priebus. But he said, are you ready to win? And so here's the larger point I'm hoping to convey today. And that is that this is Donald Trump is the. You know, and this comes out of my having watched all these videos about Bill and Hillary Clinton in the last 24 hours. These people are so utterly corrupt. And Giuliani was talking about Giuliani saying, my background is as a prosecutor. These people shouldn't be running for office. These people, he said it. I don't know if we played that part, but he said it. Hillary Clinton should be in jail. She should be in jail and on multiple counts, on multiple charges repeatedly. And there are plenty of dead people. People who research this question of a trail of dead people, I don't think this is mythical. I don't think this is made up. The dead people, the string of dead people is continues to go on. Seth Rich died, you know, in the last 2 weeks. Sean Lucas died, or in the last month. Sean Lucas died. Others have died. And the impossibilities. There was one person who did a study on the odds that Vince Foster actually killed himself. And this is a statistician and a forensic expert. And he said the odds were like one in 200 million based on the evidence that's there. These are criminals. This is a criminal syndicate. So we have here, this is an amazing election. We have the most corrupt criminal candidate we've ever had in American history running against a man who may be the finest candidate that we have ever had, going all the way back to George Washington, even possibly including Thomas Jefferson. Donald Trump, how we got this, how we lucked out, ladies and gentlemen, to get this incredible man running for office who has such a breadth of knowledge, such a deep understanding of what, you know, the threat that faces our nation. And that's why I started out the show with this list of, look at these people we've had to contend ourselves with, just nobodies who we've had as presidential candidates who have, there's nothing, never any of them said anything interesting or offered us anything. And here's this man, Donald Trump, almost every other sentence he utters has some really nice, something really nice for us in it. And every single event, without exception, every single event is exciting. And, you know, this is the first guy that we've had is actually on our team since, as I said, either Hoover, Coolidge, or Harding, or all three of those. George?
I would go back a whole lot farther than that, James. I wouldn't give you a nickel for any 20th century president. Maybe James Garfield was a good man and James K. Polk was a pretty good guy, but there haven't been too many. I mean, you almost think back to Andrew Jackson was the last actually good man who gave up a lucrative career to become president.
Yes. Yes, folks. So, you know, an exciting moment for us, you know, in our history. Now, the I mentioned the good news in the polling department, the LA Times poll, Trump only down by a single point. Another one that's good because it's an improvement. Yesterday, the Rasmussen Reports poll had Trump down by 3 points in a four-way race with Johnson at 8, Stein at 2, Clinton at 43, and Trump at 40. And so, good news on that front. We've got one last break, one last segment. We could get in another call. Stay tuned.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild.
rebuild America first. We're back, folks. You tuned into the last segment of this edition of the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, and we're live here. I'm only going to be able to squeeze one call in. My apologies to you, Tom, in Florida. He's been holding, Tom, but I got a new caller here. I'm only going to be able to get one in. Timothy in Washington, you're on the air.
Yes, James, great show as always. So both of you are political animals. You'll understand this. This is my problem I'm having with the campaign. Trump and Hillary have already collected the low-hanging fruit, the people who are politically awake, whether they care about Supreme Court justices, Fourth Amendment, abortion, whatever it is, the low-hanging political fruit's been collected. We know Trump has to win in the landslide, like he did in the Republican primaries, in order to win. And so what's left? What's left are the politically unawake, and the only thing that's going to wake those people up is money and jobs. And so my problem is, right now Trump is preaching basically in an echo chamber, like in a Republican primary, to the choir. When he talks about Obama being a founder of ISIS, you understand that, I understand that, but the masses don't. And so it makes him sound not too smart. What I'm wondering is, why hasn't Pat Buchanan built a political weapon called Trump's Deal, where you lay out the 20 or 25 things that basically Trump is going to do, open the mines, build the wall, you know, restore trade.
Timothy, what you want is happening right now. It's about to roll out. There'll be a national media campaign. Trump's going to spend money on it. Let me play a little audio here that will make you feel better. It will answer some of your questions.
Oh, really? That's fantastic.
Yeah, here's audio. This is Trump from his other event today in Erie, Pennsylvania. Now, I'm going to start out just with a humorous element here. Here's a protester starting to scream in the crowd there. And the crowd goes wild on the protester. It's so fun. I wish I could be at one of these things to yell at a protester, too. But here he goes. Here's Trump, and listen to what he has to say. He has the crowd with him. Timothy, these people in Erie, Pennsylvania, a lot of these people are Democrats. Erie is a solidly Democratic city. Here it is.
Here we're talking. Oh, here's another one. Go home to mom. Go home to mama. And your mother is voting for Trump. She's voting for Trump. True.
That goes wild.
It's true.
The man is a genius. The man is a genius, folks. Now, he thought of that just standing there. Some idiot, dweeb protester, started screaming. And that's a brilliant line. Go home to mommy. And by the way, your mother's voting for Trump. Oh, my gosh. Don't tell me we're out of time. George, we'll have to save this for tomorrow, for Sunday, actually. We'll have Donald Trump is going to have a couple events between now and then. We'll try to cover those in our bigger show on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, the longer show. Don't miss it. See you on Sunday. Thanks, George.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.